I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. On Thursdays, we like to focus on international news, and today we want to return to the crisis in Kenya, where more than 1,000 people have been killed in the wake of the contested presidential election last December. The head of the Kenyan Commission on Human Rights is with us, fresh from his testimony on Capitol Hill. We're also going to discuss the sensitive topic of tribal conflict. That term is often used in connection with conflicts in Africa, but we want to ask about what that term really means, and when should that term be used? But first, we want to go to Haiti. If you've been to the grocery store lately, you may have noticed that food prices have gone up in recent months, something that's being blamed on high energy costs. It's an inconvenience to most Americans. But in Haiti, the spike in food prices is causing misery for people who are already among the poorest in the hemisphere. There are reports that some have taken to eating cookies made of mud to suppress hunger pangs. We're joined on the phone from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, by Roosevelt Jean-Francois, the Miami bureau chief for the Haitian Times, and economist Kesner Farrell is in Port-au-Prince. Gentlemen, welcome. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
So glad to speak to you.
We are very happy to talk with you, Michelle, this morning.
Thank you. Mr. Farrell, you're living in Port-au-Prince. When did you notice the increase in food prices?
I think it's a very difficult situation for Haiti now, since, you know, commodities, they are so high. And some Latin American countries are benefiting from that since they're exporting. But in Haiti, it's different since you have, like, less than $1 billion US from exports, we're importing so much. The demographic situation is tough for us. The demand is so high. So I can say we're paying a high price because of the situation that we have in the world markets, oil, rice, and any other commodities.
What triggered the increase in Haiti? Is it just the general global situation, the high energy prices, which push up the price of, you know, fertilizer, transport, all of that, and because so much food has to be imported? Is it generally the world situation, or are there specific factors in Haiti contributing to the increase?
For sure, there are some internal factors, but I could say in the last 2-3 years, the government has done some macroeconomic stabilization. So they're having some discipline on the fiscal side and also on the monetary side. So we could say inflation is not coming in Haiti now from the bad policy inside of the country. We're paying what we can call some imported inflation, like what the oil and the commodity prices. As I was saying, in Haiti right now, demand is so high because we're growing like at more than 2%, like the population. And since the production, the national production is so low, so we could say the disequilibrium that we have. So we importing so much food, we importing so much oil, so prices are going up, and the imports with more than $1.6 billion US. So if you're importing so much and exports are so low, we get a trade deficit so high, and it's very difficult for the government to be able to, if any of the macroeconomic stabilization, to be able to stabilize the price on the economic situation inside of the country.
Mr. Jean-Francois, what are you hearing about how people are coping with the high cost of food? As I mentioned, there have been reports about so-called mud cookies that are made from yellow clay and salt and shortening that some people in some communities are eating just to stave off hunger. Do you think, are these isolated cases, or do you think that this is a common practice?
I will say that this is isolated cases, but what happened is that Haitians in Haiti, they used to have more agricultural production, and since now we are very dependent and that we import foods from the Dominican Republic and also from the U.S., and when prices overseas go high, and the impact on the Haitian economy and on the Haitian families become higher. We used to import and we used to export. We will take advantage of the economy with the stabilization of the U.S. dollars comparing to the Haitian goods if we have in a position to export to the U.S. nowadays. Since now we are very dependent and we receive most remittances and money from families living abroad, and since now with the credit crunch in the U.S. and with the slowing market, mostly in the housing market, and since most of the families living in the U.S., some of them have lost their houses and they have also to use money for their own goods, so they do not send as much money as they used to. So this gave the Haitian families inside Haiti less money to buy foods while the prices are getting higher. So I will say there is a crunch between what they used to have and the high prices of the product. As Christopher mentioned, we are living and we are being affected by what we call imported inflation, where we are paying higher for things coming abroad.
Mr. Farrell, the irony here, of course, is that organizations like the International Monetary Fund are praising Haiti for its economic growth. So how is it then that that circumstances are so dire for poor people? I mean, is there just a sort of a disconnect between how the economy is performing and whether people are actually able to function? And is there any food aid coming from donor nations like the United States?
Before answering this question, I'd like to go back to the question you just asked Roosevelt, and I think he's right. It's a very isolated case that you're talking about, like when you see on the internet Haitian eating this type of food. I'm not so sure on that. I've been talking to these people on the food security. Sure, not all Haitians are eating the way they're supposed to do, but I'm not so sure that what we're seeing right now in the internet is exactly the situation in Haiti. And the IMF has just said that Haiti got back to the growth path, like we're having for like 2.5% in the next in the last 2 years. But I should say that it's not enough, since for the last 20 years, the growth was almost negative. We have like minus 0.9%. So even now we're back to the growth path, but we need to grow at least 5%. And not to say to 10% level as our neighbor in the Dominican Republic they are doing. So Haiti now, the problem is not on the macro side, what the IMF is talking. We need to go to the microeconomic side. We need to create some regional growth, like the cluster, like to see how we can produce much more, not only for Haitian to eat, but also to export to get more money inside the economy. So the government, it doesn't have the plan right now saying exactly what they're doing on the microeconomic side. That's the weakness that they have in the country now. And also, I could add, they should be more aggressive on the social part, because we have like more than 1 million Haitians now in a very difficult situation. I'm talking about extreme poverty. We got 4.5 million living with less than $1, 7 million with less than $2. So we need to create jobs. So the government got to be able to attract more investors, and also benefiting from the U.S., and I think Roosevelt put it so well, the wealth effect that you have in the state now, Haitian feeling less better, so we suffer from that in Haiti since we're depending so much from the diaspora in the U.S.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News, and we're talking about the economic situation in Haiti with Roosevelt Jean-Francois, the Miami bureau chief for the Haitian Times, and Kresner Farrell, an economist in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. So to that point, Mr. Jean-Francois, I take your point that if the remittances are probably decreasing because Haitians in the U.S. are struggling, you know, themselves with for all kinds of sort of reasons. So, Mr. Farrell, what do you recommend then? Do you think an increase in food aid is warranted at this time, or is there some other form of assistance that is called for? Is it simply a matter of trying to get the Haitian economy to be more productive?
I think in the short term, it might be good to have some food help from the U.S. or any other country, any other donor. But I think we got some structural problems also to solve in Haiti. When you're talking about inflation in Haiti, it's not only the world market prices. It's not only the situation on the macroeconomic, but also the structural part, like the ports, the airports. I mean, we need to have better management of these facilities. So it's a problem also. Haiti, we're not competitive enough. So we need to get some reforms on the public administration. And I think lately the president has been talking about that. So prices is not only just having good macroeconomic stabilization to please the IMF. It's not just having money coming from the outside, but you need to put some order also on the machinery and to be able to be very competitive. So the government got to send some good signals and to try to attract the investors, and they have to also to create a better environment. like on the law side, and to send like good signal to all investors, Haitian outside, and to attract them inside the country. That's pretty much the plan they have to put on the table, but I think this plan is missing now from the government.
Mr. Jean-Francois, we only have about a minute left. Can we hear from you? And I'd love to hear whether the Haitians in the U.S. are worried about their relatives back home.
So, first of all, as Farrell mentioned it, you have the security situation, and you also have the brain drain. We have to mention that. So that means now we have more capable Haitians living abroad, and those who are abroad now, they are facing with the situation in the U.S. where the economy is shrinking. And I would like also to add that the initiative will be for President Preval with Venezuela for Petrocaribe. But they received the agreement, but so far we haven't transformed that agreement into reality. So now that's why, beyond everything, we need that leadership capacity to build the country, to attract investors, and also for the country to produce. Because without production, we may receive whatever aid, whatever economic situation from the U.S., but if Haitians do not produce, we will not be that competitive, and if we are not competitive, we will not produce enough situation.
I understand. Mr. Jean-Francois, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much. Roosevelt Jean-Francois is Miami Bureau Chief for the Haitian Times. He joined us on the phone from his office in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We were also joined by Kresner Farrell. He's an economist in Port-au-Prince.